New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. There's so many things that we have, hello dear, on our resolution list. At the top of mine, Andrea, is to spend more time with friends. That's more of like a social one. But then I have some nutrition ones and beauty ones. And one of them is to stop forgetting to take my collagen and some other supplements that I have. And so today we're going to be talking about with the wonderful Susan Peer George, MS, RDN, LDN. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist. Her background includes clinical dietetics, nutritional counseling, health promotion, public speaking, sales, marketing, and communications in the food and pharmaceutical industries. And today we're talking about collagen. Hello, Susan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here, and happy new year to you all.
Happy new year. It's so nice to have you on. So before we talk about whether we should add collagen, for people who are new, let's recap. What is collagen? And then we'll jump into its benefits and all that jazz.
Okay. So we'll kind of do a collagen basic 101, if you will. So collagen is one of the most abundant proteins that makes up the structure of our bodies. It's kind of like a matrix of interwoven fibers. It's found in tissues throughout the body, the skin, the tendons, the ligaments, the muscles, the joints, cartilage, bones, blood vessels, and even our eyes. And collagen also does support nail and hair health. But you can think of it as like that internal mesh that kind of holds us together, sewn within our tissues and organs that provide that structural support. Now, we at NeoCell recognize the three main types of collagen. So there's types 1, 2, and 3. Types 1 and 3 are found together, and combined they make up about 90% of collagen in the body, and they're found primarily in the bone, the joints, the muscles, tendons, ligaments, and blood vessels. And then type 2 collagen is found primarily in the cartilage, and that makes up just under 10%. So you'll see other brands of collagen out there that have a bunch of different types of collagen, but they really make up less than 1%. So we really focus on that, 90-99% of what the body contains as far as collagen. So our bodies produce collagen, and as we age, production declines. So this is where collagen supplementation comes into play. So we know our bodies benefit from proper nutrition to support growth and maintenance and energy and everything. And protein is one essential component that we all need every day. And collagen is a source of protein. However, it's really not readily found in foods. So a lot of people will consume bone broth in the hopes of consuming collagen. But we really don't know that the bone broth molecules tend to be larger. And they're not the same as hydrolyzed collagen peptides. So while there's no actual clinical study data to verify this, bone broth may not be as well absorbed as hydrolyzed collagen peptides. And that's where these peptides can provide some of the building blocks our bodies need to consistently make collagen in our bodies. And hydrolyzed collagen is also a source of amino acids, including the unique aspect of collagen for hydroxyproline, proline, glycine, and alanine. So these amino acids provide that foundation to support healthy collagen synthesis. And so this hydrolyzed collagen, it also plays a role in maintaining skin elasticity, along with that joint, muscle, hair, and nail health that I just mentioned. So we at NeoCell use an advanced manufacturing process called hydrolysis that converts those large collagen molecules into those small peptides that may become more bioavailable in the body and get into our digestive system and metabolize. So, it's all about feeding that healthy beauty within to show on the outside as well as the inside with that consistent collagen supplementation. And that's where the consistency comes in. Lisa and Andrea, is like with anything else in life, it's really about consistency to maintain our health, whether it's a consistent sleep pattern, consistent nutrition, exercise. You mentioned, socializing with your friends. It's really important to have that consistency. Now, sources of this hydrolyzed collagen types 1 and 3 include bovine or beef, porcine or pork, and fish scales. So that's where we predominantly see the type 1 and 3. Type 2, hydrolyzed collagen found from chicken cartilage. So that's where you're going to see type 2 being found from. We at NuCell use predominantly grass-fed, grain-finished beef collagen. Question?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, in terms of the research behind collagen, you know, I know that it can help to reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Can you talk a little bit about that research? I mean, for me, collagen, you were mentioning that it's most, you know, one of the most abundant proteins in the body. Talk about also how it relates to bone health, because I recently had a bone, I guess, a bone scan, and I was told that my bones are super strong, and I really believe it's because I take collagen every single day.
Good point. Well, collagen does support bone health. And you mentioned, you know, as far as clinical studies, we use clinically studied collagen. And what we've looked at is the collagen studies relating to skin health and the elasticity and the reduction of wrinkles. So collagen is important in the structure of bones. And is this Lisa or Andrea that asked that question?
Andrea.
Oh, that was Andrea.
Andrew. Yeah, that's what I thought. So collagen is a major component in that support of the bone. So that is that's important as well. But some of the studies that we've looked at are predominantly surrounding the skin elasticity and the reduction of wrinkles.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Now, you'd mentioned the different types. So you have it from animal sources. What about for people who are vegan? Is there a vegan source, or how does that work?
No, you'll see advertising out there about a vegan source of collagen. But at this point, there is no vegan source of collagen, which I know for many people really prefer that. There's now for people who are vegetarian or pesco vegans, if you will, or pesco vegetarians, we do have a marine collagen that comes from fish scales. So for some people, may be a preferential source. And that comes from types 1 and 3. So for some people...
Now, does that work just as well as grass-fed?
Yes.
As the beef? Okay.
Yes. It's because it's that type 1 and 3, and it does support the bone, the skin, the joints, the tendons, and those kinds of things. Yes.
Oh, good. That's good to know, actually.
Yeah.
So then the products that you have, then they're clearly marked, right? If they're for a pescatarian.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, of course. So I didn't know, because I know they have chews and you have different things, and I didn't, you know, I was just curious how you guys do that.
Well, the one distinction that we have is that all of our collagen, not all, the majority comes from the beef, the bovine. And then the marine collagen is a separate product. So we have a marine collagen that is a separate product. Okay. Oh, okay. So the others, like our powders and our capsules and tablets and things like that, are predominantly from the bovine, the beef collagen.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the amount to take. So, you know, from what we understand, you want to take, or the research shows that taking 6,000 milligrams of collagen a day is what really can help. You know, talk a bit about that for people who want to get started but may not necessarily know how much to take or how to take it. Is it a powder? Is it a capsule? A little bit about that.
Great question. So there's lots of different types of ways to consume collagen. So, you know, we at NuCell, we have capsules, we have tablets, we have powders, we have chews, we have bursts, we have liquid, and we have our new gummy glow we introduced last year. So, you know, you want to consume on average at least 2,500 milligrams and up of collagen daily. A recent study showed that people can take up to 25 grams a day of collagen protein and still be fine. So you want to take at least 2,500 milligrams a day and up. You can take it all at once, or you can space it out. Like, we have some wonderful powders like our Derma Matrix or Super Collagen Plus C, our Beauty Infusion that are our powders, or we have the Collagen Plus C in the liquid form. It really depends on how you like to consume your collagen. If you're someone who likes the tablets or the capsules, you could pop them that way. You could take them all at once. Or you could space it out throughout the day, like in our bursts or chews or our gummy glow. So it really depends on how you want to consume them. The great thing is with our unflavored products, what I do every morning is I take a scoop of our Derma Matrix, I put it in my coffee, just become a habit now, and then I take one of our hyaluronic double-strength capsules with that. That way I know I have it done, good to go. Some people really love adding some of our flavored products into smoothies or you know, you can even bake with it. So there's different things, different strokes for different folks, right? All three of us may want to consume it a different way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I just like it because I do notice a difference in my skin, and I have to hide those chews, though, from myself. Because they're so good. I will sit and eat the whole
tasty bag.
Like, they're so, oh my God, the mint chocolate especially. Holy cow. And the acai ones. I finally, by the way, Andrea taught me after many years of me mispronouncing that word all over the place. I can finally say it. But yeah, those are really, really good. How many a day should you be taking of those? Because, you know, maybe I can like divvy them up and put them in little bags and then tell my husband to bring them to work so I don't eat the whole.
Well, like I said, on the package, it's going to have the quantity. And I believe it's, you know, 2,500 milligrams a day. See what the supplement facts panel has on what a serving is for each product that you're looking at. And then you want to go with that. Like the Gummy Glow, I believe it's 6. And with something like our liquid, it's a tablespoon. And then with our powders, it's a scoop. With our tablets and capsules, it could be 4 to 6. Same with the chews. It could be 2 to 4 or the burst. It really depends on what you're looking at. So I would look at the serving size. And as I mentioned, you can consume up to 25 grams, which would be, you know, 10 times the 2.5 grams. So at least if you're at the 2,500 and up, I think, you know, you should be getting some consistent collagen supplementation.
Now, we talked once about cooking with collagen. Is that something that you recommend as well? And I know you guys have a powder. Tell us about that. And are there any things that you like to cook with it?
Well, I haven't personally done much cooking with it, but, you know, you can cook with it. We have a new website that's up, and I don't think we have the recipes on there as of yet, neocell.com. And you can cook it up to 350 degrees, so you could put it in like muffins or cookies, or you can make pancakes with it, which is kind of fun, you know, to put a little bit of that collagen protein, especially if it's the unflavored, right? You can do all kinds of things with that, and even like some of the liquids that we have, like the high hyaluronic acid or the collagen plus seed, it's the pomegranate. You know, you could put that in some sparkling water and add some mint or basil to it, or a lemon, a lime, or citrus wedge. Just to make it more interesting and refreshing, you know, for a morning or an afternoon pick-me-up. But yes, you can cook with it. You could stir it in your oatmeal, the unflavored, or you could even put the fruit flavored in, something like that. But it will cook up to 350 degrees, which is fun.
Which is amazing. A lot of people like to put it in their coffee, too, in their morning coffee.
Oh, say again, I'm sorry.
Said a lot of people like to put it into their morning coffee. Yeah, because I mean, I find a lot, you know, it doesn't have a taste if you get the unflavored. It doesn't have a taste, so you could put it into your coffee, or I put it into my smoothie too. I love it with the, you know, if I'm putting in, I make a hemp smoothie. I throw in my collagen. I throw in my fiber. I throw in, you know, some fruit, some vegetables. So I kind of put it in there too, and it masks the flavor, and I love it. So no, I'm very diligent about taking my collagen, and I do think. People should. It's one of my top supplements that we should be taking daily, especially, I mean, for women and men, but I love it for women. I mean, just from a bone perspective, I think it's super critical.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of women, I mean, the collagen space, you know, collagen is one of the hottest ingredients, and it's still forecast to have double-digit growth through 2021.
Amazing.
So, you know, not only for the health, but also for the beauty aspect. You know, we believe beauty from within exudes without.
Definitely.
Outside. So.
Oh, yeah. We are all about beauty inside out. As a matter of fact, I used to have a podcast on Radio MD with David Pollack called Beauty Inside Out. And David, he'll need to come back because we've talked about it. And it's funny because Andrew and I were interviewing him one time and he didn't even know that we had a connection with NeoCell or how much we adore it. And he brought it up, and I'm like, oh my God, you love NeoCell too? And this guy knows skin and health, and it was pretty cool. It's really neat, really fun. Now, speaking of knowing skin and health and all that jazz, when did you first get into this field? What made you want to do the type of work you're doing?
Well, I've been a dietitian for 35 years now, so I've done a lot of different things, as you mentioned, And I truly believe that nutrition plays a huge role in our overall health and wellness. And so, you know, really it's about thinking about what you're going to be putting in your body. And, you know, obviously as a dietitian, I really feel that what we put in our bodies is going to affect our function, how we look on the outside. Mm-hmm. One of the things that when I used to work with clients is I could always tell how healthy they were based on their skin, their pallor, their skin tone. And that's a big indicator to me. If they've got some color to their skin or if it's pale or pasty. And after, you know, talking with them about what they were doing, how much sleep they were getting, exercise, et cetera, that would really give me a clue as to some ways to help them take better care of themselves. So I really have a passion for helping people, and I really believe in products. I do believe in nutritional supplements because I do think that if you follow a standard American diet, you can benefit from having consistent supplementation of dietary supplements to really just give you that, as some people will say, insurance policy, but it will provide you with supplements that your body can benefit from.
Hmm. Yeah, we need to get away from that darn standard American diet. We really do.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just really causing so many problems. So, but I do agree with supplementation. And I think even if you're on a pretty clean, good diet, right, Andrea, you still want to be taking this, especially things like collagen and probiotics and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I take all that. I take a lot of different things, and I do my best to eat healthy. But as a human being, I also, you know, I think we all can say we have our indulgences that we enjoy, too.
So. What indulgences do you enjoy?
Oh, I love chocolate, dark chocolate. You know, it just makes the world
a
better place, doesn't it?
That's not an indulgence. It's more of like a health food.
Yeah, as long as you're over 70%. I've actually been trying this 88%, which honestly, because I'm trying to wean myself off sweetness, and it's good, but then I'll go back to 72, and the 72 tastes so sweet, and that it makes it more of a treat. So I that's... something I can recommend.
Well, you know,
go to the super bitter and then go back.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why you want to eat such dark chocolate? It's that bitterness actually contains polyphenols. The polyphenols are where the health benefits are for the chocolate. So those are the antioxidants. That's why you want to eat very bitter chocolate. Without that bitterness, you're not getting the health benefits.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that's
true.
That's why you get a little more fat in the darker chocolate, which is why it's less sweet.
Nice.
Chocolate's got the same calories. If you buy milk, the 60 to 72 and 80%, you're getting the same calories, about 160 an ounce. But if you look at the fat content, it changes in the sugar content. The higher up you go in the percentage of cacao, then the more fat, the less sugar. And that also
good for the skin. Oh, sorry about that. I'm trying to go sugar-free, and I've tried some, but I don't know. It's just, it's not the same for me, but I'm still looking. If anybody has a sugar-free chocolate that doesn't have nuts, see, that's what's tricky because I have some nut sensitivities. I found some with nuts, but if anyone wants to, they can tweet me at healthmediagal1 and share your favorite sugar-free chocolate. But I don't want like crap like aspartame or sucralose or anything. I'm talking about stevia, xylitol, right? Things like that. So that is good to know. Well, right. Yes. So Susan, tell us where we can get NeoCell and all that great information, because we are big fans.
Well, you can get NeoCell everywhere from Amazon to Vitamin Shop to Whole Foods, CVS. And, you know, we're very excited. I'm not sure if you were going to ask, but we are going to be really revealing a new product this year.
Oh, that's right. Yes, 2019.
Yep.
What
we're very excited about it.
Is it a secret?
No. I want to talk with you about it. It's our new collagen protein peptide. Yeah, it's our new collagen protein peptide, and it's our latest innovation. We're very, very excited about it. And the benefits of the product include skin hydration. Again, we use the clinically studied collagen shown to visibly reduce the appearance of wrinkles. It promotes the healthy collagen synthesis for healthy hair, nails, and skin. Again, we focus on the inner health and beautiful, firm, younger-looking skin, and we're moving into that protein space along with beauty. It's an easy-to-mix powder. It's a quick-dissolving powder, just like our Super Collagen and our Super Collagen Plus C and our Derma Matrix, and it's that unique combination of our grass-fed, grain-finished hydrolyzed bovine collagen And this product also contains hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and AMLA. So the high hyaluronic acid is kind of like the skin hydrator, the skin moisturizer, if you will. That's kind of an adjunct when we take collagen. AMLA is it's also known as gooseberry. It's got a lot of antioxidants in it, including vitamin C, some amino acids, and some minerals. The product also contains vitamin C, and this is what's really important, is when you're taking collagen, Lisa and Andrea, is you want to make sure that you're taking vitamin C with it, because vitamin C, we know it's an essential micronutrient and antioxidant found to be so beneficial for our bodies, but it's also involved in acting as a cofactor in the synthesis of collagen, and particularly those amino acids, the proline and the lysine. So it's needed for the synthesis of collagen. And this particular product delivers 18 grams of protein, 20 grams of collagen protein peptides. We've got it available in unflavored. We've got it available in that pomegranate acai and mandarin orange. It comes in tubs, and the thing that I'm really excited about is that it also comes in individual packets. Because when I travel, you know, lots of times I carry on my luggage, so carrying powder through TSA is not really something you can do very well. But it's going to be, you know what I mean? Especially a white powder.
Right.
But it comes in individual packets, the unflavored and the flavored. You can buy it in a 16-count box, a 1-count box. Again, you can you know, mix it in your smoothie, your coffee. You can add it to your oatmeal, stir it in soup for a snack or a meal. The product is iGen, non-GMO tested. It's competitively priced. And so the difference is that when we look at the collagen protein peptides, you know, when you look at the other protein powders out there, you've got the egg, the whey, the soy, et cetera. We can get a lot of those proteins from food. But the unique thing is, is, as we talked about earlier, collagen is not readily available in food. So that's the unique thing about this protein peptide powder, is you're getting the collagen, the protein peptide, the larger quantity in this product. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be available in Amazon by the end of January, and then in Vitamin Shoppe and Sprout in March. Very excited.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait to try it. Susan, I want to thank you so much for coming on. We always love having you on. Well, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor this month, Herb Farm. They've been making high quality herbal products for the whole family. They're grounded by a trust in nature. Their products are made of plants and ethical choices. So they're kind to both your body and the earth. Every choice matters. So when you're looking for herbal products you can trust, choose Herb Farm. You can learn more at herb-farm.com. And again, Susan, thank you so much. If you want to check us out, you can check us out at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Your Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Don't forget to tweet me about your favorite sugar-free chocolate, as long as it's not made with crappy artificial sugar type substitutes. And I want to thank everyone for listening. Take your collagen. Thank you. Stay well.